All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Shale Hail Secrets. Let's go ahead and get started. All right, so what were we supposed to do next? Coffee shop. I mean, the smart thing to do would be to save the coffee for last so that it's still hot. The thing with Hank is, he doesn't drink hot coffee. He doesn't even drink fresh coffee. So, it really doesn't make a difference when I get it. I wave my hand to Lydia the moment I see her. Grim, the usual? I sign back to her. Not for me, for Hank. We're out of cups his size. Do you mind if it's in two grands? A grandes? I think he only cares if he gets his caffeine fix. Put it in a bucket if you want. We're kind of using the bucket. There's like a super-sized slushy cup we can rinse out if that'll do. Yeah, go ahead. Lydia knows sign language, so much nicer than typing. I got to ask her why she learned it one day. I take a seat on one of the coffee shop's many chairs and sink right into it. As soon as I pull my laptop out, I'm instantly reminded of that weird thing that just happened. It was almost like I could remotely access Alexis's phone, but then I couldn't. I suppose I have a spare moment to check again, but then I'd risk porn popping up on my screen. That is, if the first time wasn't just my imagination. I make sure that nobody's sitting behind me, but as I turn to return to the computer... Hey, stranger. Ah, this girl. Oh, red hair. Those green eyes? It might be kind of inconvenient that she'd show up just now, just as I'm about to check something. I suppose it's good that she arrived before rather than while I might have porn blasting out my computer. After all, she's not a bad distraction, just kind of a weird one. Do you have a moment? I just kind of stare at her, hoping she understands. If you don't, you can shake your head. Shake my head? Just thinking about it makes me smirk, as if I needed instructions. Maggie is kind of funny like that. I guess that means you have the time. Think they are? I had a few conversation topics we could do, if you don't mind. This should be good. Okay, let's start. She rotates her shoulders and cracks her neck like she's about to step into the ring. Ahem. How are you doing, friend? I had some thoughts on my mind. Would you like to hear them? It's so hard to keep a straight face, but I know that that would hurt her feelings, so I simply nod and let her speak. So, how about politics? Things sure are crazy. It feels like people are getting more extreme every day. I really wish we could go back to bipartisanship. And all the stuff going on overseas? I could talk all day about overseas stuff. Have you ever heard of South America? She takes a breath and turns back into her old self. Did I do it? Did I sound smart? Well, I'm not sure it would do her much service by lying to her, but damn, telling her the truth would make me feel bad. What should I tell her? Thumbs up, thumbs down, or be noncommittal?
Give her a thumbs up.
Think I'm making real progress, too. I do have a long way to go, though. I'm glad she realizes that. I'm just glad I have someone to practice with. You're sweet as honey to be so patient with me. I know it has to be frustrating to listen to little old me squawk on, but you're the only person who... Everyone else is so smart and fancy. I'm not clever enough to keep up. I really don't fit in, do I? Christ, this girl. Says some tear-inducing things sometimes. I don't know why Maggie's latched on to me. I barely know her. She just... came up to me one day and started practicing her conversation skills with me. I don't know why she thinks she was dumb or bad at conversation. She's just funny like that. Grim, your order is ready. I get up off my seat. Grim, that's your name? I give her a nod, then head to Lydia. Here's your coffee. She hands me a heavy bag. I immediately regret not saving this task for last. Is that bag from Cram Comics? Oh, shit. I didn't know you read comics, Grim. What kind of comics you like? Can't show Lydia Hanks' porns. I do, actually. You know, superhero stuff, normal stuff, just vanilla stuff. Not the stuff we cover on Grim's Comics Corner. Right? Well, some of it. We're going to do Invincible next month. That redhead, she's in here a lot, but I only see her talking to you. That's Maggie. I think she's shy. Same Maggie that's in the Rod Stewart song? Yeah, she seemed like she was. Thanks for the coffee. See you, Lydia. I head back out. A few more tasks to do, then I can head back. What to do next? This is supposed to be a pretty basic meeting. I go in, tell them everything is going okay with the update, and then I walk out. Except, maybe things aren't going to go okay. It depends on whether I should tell admin about the hiccup with the software. Of course, if it was just some old porn tab I accidentally opened somehow, I'll just embarrass myself. I think. I'll avoid telling them for now. Damn, I was going to tell them. I reach for my key, but just as I'm about to pull it out, someone comes from behind. Hey, Grim. You need to get in? I give a short nod. The IT department's report, right? I nod again. Come on in. I pull out my phone and quickly type a message. Thanks. Valerie smiles and opens the door for me. I feel a bit guilty taking it. I should be holding the door for her. Valerie is a student council president, and I a girl, which, even in this modern era, is reason alone. I've known Valerie well enough to know she wouldn't appreciate that. Whoever gets to the door first should open it first. That's what she would say, so I don't argue. Wow. I've always liked the way that Valerie holds herself. Well, it seems like she's holding herself up right now. Kind of resting sexy, effortlessly seductive. She knows how she looks, but I know it's just how she is. She isn't doing it especially for me. She's probably trying to hold herself up from those heels. At least I think she isn't. What's that smell? Did you bring me a coffee, Grim? Oh no, that's from my boss, Hank. He likes to send me over to pick stuff for him. How did you know about the IT department report? The student council president has many ears and eyes. My spies told me. Before I even have a chance to take her seriously, she breaks out into a smirk. Actually, the Department of Student Services asked me to take the report for them, so they told me. I see. There isn't much to say. Rollout of the new student app has gone pretty much without a hitch. 95% of the student body has loaded it now on devices. We'll get the stragglers over the next week. There are a few students that flatly refuse or don't have devices at all. We'll have dispensation plans for them. Anyway, it's all detailed in this report. I pass her the paper and she takes it, places it on her desk without reading it. You're a crazy fast typist, aren't you? Kinda have to be. Just insane to see how you adapt so easily to new situations. You know, I always felt like I really had picked the right person. It's just too bad that I wasn't able to follow in your footsteps. That wasn't how I felt. That was how you felt, I think. The biggest of service you've done was to yourself. I've always felt you were as competent before the surgery as after. My footprints never faded for you, I suppose. You don't have to suffer in the IT department, you know. You can still come to work for the student council. Valerie will often say things like this to me. She's only a year older than me, but she always has seen me as something of a protege. Even after the surgery, she still has unreasonably high expectations of me. She still thinks I can conquer the world. I don't know if she appreciates how hard it is to be in a leadership position and lack the ability to speak. Information technology is my new field. You're what? You're wasted there. Hank and Linus would disagree. They like to joke around, but they know who does all the work. Any idiot can slap a keyboard and tell people to turn their computer on and off again. You're more than that. But, very well, this is your new path in life. I'm not going to correct you or tell you otherwise. But I know you're going to be so bored and you'll be crawling to me for stimulation. Stimulation? The way Valerie smiles when she says that word sends a jolt of excitement through me. I don't know if she meant it to sound so sensual. Actually, I do know she meant it like that. I know why she does it. She likes to see how people react. She toys with people like that. It's her version of fun. Knowing her as long as I have, I know it has no meaning beyond it being a simple game she likes to play. Which is...
attractive. I mean, she is attractive.
So what are we gonna say here? a tragedy I've always had a thing for, just fine or unfortunate.
How about the middle? That's kind of neutral.
If Valerie noticed anything, she chooses not to bring it up. If I get bored, I guess I'll go to you. I will work you hard. Just a warning. Not that you need one. No, we've worked together before. I know what to expect. The girls in the student council aren't that bad either. I know, Emily was great, but you know how that ended. You're not gonna meet a girl in the fucking IT laboratory, the place where virgins go to become 40. Things are a lot more exciting in the student council. What? The student council is full of sluts? Orgies every Wednesday? No, we're just not social incompetents who don't know how to date. It's a dynamic social scene, unlike the IT lab. You know, in other parts of the country, student councils have a reputation for being full of dorks, too high strung to get laid. That was never our student council. By our, she means hers and mine. She would often talk about our work in our old academy the old academy, as that's not supposed to be read. So let me read it proper. She would often talk about our work in the old academy as a joint effort, much to Valerie's credit as a leader. But seriously, come work with me. Still, this is a hell of a lot easier to read than Loot Line was. Above ground. With some goddamn sunlight, I miss working with you. We made a very good team, didn't we? Yeah, we did. Annette Taylor Academy. It was never the same after we had our way with it. You, me, and Emily putting the babushkas on the school board to shame. I like to think that Leah was also pretty important. Of course, she was insanely diligent keeping that school newspaper running. Yeah, and she's never slowed down. She's all sweetness on the outside, but steel ovaries within. Tell her to come work here, too. She won't. I know, she's got priorities. Anyway, I've got to go back to work. Hank will start chewing me out if I take too long. Treating you like a gopher, is he? He is, kinda. But agreeing with Valerie is going to give her an opening to change my mind. I've already gone through this over with myself. I know I'm on the right path. I guess. He keeps me busy. If you want to change that, you know where to find me. Yeah. Valerie is... challenging. She thinks I lack faith in myself. I don't. I changed my path in life. I know what I'm doing. But she has a talent for making me think otherwise. She just has that kind of influence on me, I guess. Her offers are tempting or impossible?
Tempting.
I won't lie. I thought about going back to work for Valerie. She's the best leader I've ever worked with. And we did have a lot of fun, too. We really did change Annette Taylor. But those days are behind me, and I'm too heavily invested in my current path. I should get moving. Seems like that's it. I should head back to the office. All the tests are done, but still no real answer about what happened this morning. That picture wasn't really of Alexis, was it? I was hoping that walking around campus would help get the blood pumping to the brain, to grease the old noggin, so to speak. So, I'm no closer to knowing what happened now than I was before. I guess what I really want is a private moment to check. Want to go to Savini's tonight? Drink in the office? Drink out of office? We're in college. Who ever heard of a flippin' day campus? Technically, and I mean very technically, Shale Hill is a dry campus. You said it yourself, very technically. And who knows technicalities better than the IT department? I got no issues with going to Savini's tonight, but, not going with Linus would give me the privacy I need to check out the issues with the computer. But, if I didn't go to Savini's, Linus would probably take that as a sign that something was up. I should tell him that I'm busy tonight, or that it's a good idea.
Did he have other plans with Emily?
Maybe. What now? You're busy? Wait, you have a hot date. How does she measure up to the 3 B's? I don't have a date. I have work. Something I have to do. You're burning the midnight oil on tech support tickets? I help you. It's not that either. I gotta be honest, Linus. I need some time alone. Ah, gotcha. That's normal. I like being alone too. A little. Maybe next time? Yeah, we'll figure something out. I gotta get this shit to Hank. Actually, I want to go back. You know why? Because I'm wondering if they're going to meet somebody else there. Savini's, of course. Awesome. They could have that blue-haired bartender over there. She's got 2 out of 3 B's. See?
What's the third B? Boobs,
it's butts and brains. Well, Linus has 3 B's in his favorite things. I wonder which one he thinks she lacks. Stop being such a perv, Hank. Linus looks at his phone, then shouts at the door. You could come out with us too, you know. Prove you actually exist. I do exist, but I'm too busy to leave the office. Even if I could, I wouldn't go drinking with you, Hank. Why not? Are you too good for me? You said it, Hank. Fuck off, Hank. By the way, Hank, I have your shit. Great, you know what to do with it, Hank. You know I don't mind eating up work time by going to the comic book shop, but I'd rather you didn't make me get your hentai shit. I said it was for a friend. Sure, I've left your coffee on the fridge to age, just how you like it. Who the flip likes light, lukewarm, stale coffee? What did I just tell you? I like stale coffee. Hank. Actually, I do need you guys for something. You two were talking about Savini's? Hank. Yeah? I need at least one of you to go over there. They signed up for the student card Wi-Fi program. You mean the one where students can use their cards to log into Wi-Fi networks? That's the one. Hank. Screw you, Hank. Grim and I were going to hang out. Not to work. That's just too bad. It won't take too long. Hank. Okay, well, ready to head out when you are. Great, thanks. Well, this sucks. You know, if I was in Hank's place, I wouldn't send people to work at a flippin' bar. Bars are for fun. We're gonna be weighted down with negative associations of work every time we go now. We'll be like, remember Savini's? That's the place where we worked. We can never relax again. So you stay in the office to work while everyone else goes to Savini's? Well, when you put it like that. Don't be lazy. It'll take us 5 minutes to set up the Wi-Fi. I'm not lazy. Linus basically had to be dragged to the Savini's with his hands down his pockets. I'm starting to understand why Hank relies on me to make visits. Someone once told me that you should never prove yourself reliable at a job or else you'll find yourself doing everyone else's work. I know that very, 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 very well. In that respect, I'm not sure if Linus is a genius or just lazy. You'll have your job, but you'll be doing everyone else's as well. Maybe we could at least get a drink afterward. It's been a long day. We could do what we usually do, drink while we work. Now you're talking. With that bit of energy, Linus heads through the door. Linus isn't usually this single-minded about drinking, but when it comes to update day, I can't blame him. I'm just thankful I had some time out of that office. The place doesn't ever seem to change. Every time I walk in, it's nearly empty. Do I come in at the wrong time, or is this place headed for bankruptcy? It's too bad. It feels cozy. And the girl behind the bar...
is Katie.
And that's when she slammed the door in my face. Mm-hmm. I just don't really feel like she cares anymore. She had hurt me. She may not have meant it. It's like we don't talk except to argue. Give me a sec, Stan. People just walked in. The bartender walks from behind the bar and gives us a polite smile. Yeah, I do too. That is really cool. I know you two. You work for Shale Hale's IT department. The quiet one and the... Go on, finish your thought. Which one am I? The polite one. I have the feeling that was not what you were about to say. And this asshole, definitely not quiet. Once you get to know him, he's a flippin' chatterbox. Haley looks at me with appraising eyes. I don't think she's sure if Linus is joking or not. I'm usually the quiet one, so I suppose that's okay. So, you guys are here to set up the wireless? Yeah, we'll need your current admin password. Sure, let me write it down. Look at her. All curious about you. I'm not jealous. You think she was curious about me? Yeah, it's because you're all mysterious and silent, so of course she's interested. I gotta have something mysterious about me, too, like a flippin' eye patch. Yeah. She'll be like, when did that hunk lose his eye? During the war? Gang fight? A fishing trip? I don't think she's as interested in me as you think. Just wait, you'll see. Maybe if I just stop talking myself. Here you go. Thanks. And Haley looks straight at me. You know, I don't think I've ever heard you say a single word. Linus rolls his eyes. I quickly tap out a message on my phone. I can't talk. You can't talk? I know. Oh, I thought it was a choice, like you were a monk who had made a vow of silence or something. What happened? Yep, being mute is super interesting, but Grim and I have shit we need to do. Of course, don't let me stop you. Sorry, Grim, I don't mean to treat you like some sort of zoo animal. I give her what I hope is a forgiving smile, then I head to help Linus. See what I mean? Curiosity is different from interest. They're both synonyms, actually. Let's get the wireless set up.
I try to give her a howdy-do, but it comes out...
Either one of us could have done this with her eyes closed. I guess that's why I'm not terribly surprised to hear Linus muttering to himself while he works. When he's deep into the weeds of something, he can forget that I'm here. In minutes, we have something set up. Okay, testing time, Grim. Try connecting to the network using your student credentials. I do so, pulling out my laptop and typing in my student ID number as the password. I successfully log in. Awesome. Well, Haley, you're going to have hipster students hogging tables, writing screenplays, and ordering craft beers in no time. That's a lot better than them not doing that. Also, there's a lot of deaf people out there that are surprisingly more... Like, I've known
he's
people...
He's not deaf, he's mute.
Mute, right. That's right, mute.
You can't speak.
You
he
can't
can hear
speak.
Perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I know, Grant.
Okay, right. Sorry, I got it mixed up. I tap out a message and
you
give
sound
it
like,
to him.
You remind me of Clerks 2. Like some Anne Frank bitch or something. Anne Frank wasn't deaf.
I tap out a message and give it to Linus. What? Grim said that you have fewer customers than you deserve. He hopes this will turn things around. Yeah, me too. I'm getting a call. You two think about what you want, okay? A drink on the house? Nice. Gotta love a bar with the complimentary drinks. Did she look bothered to you? Bothered? Her expression. Well, you are kind of annoying. I'm serious. I don't know. Naturally, both Linus and I look to Haley. She does look bothered by something, though it's hard to say what. It sounds like whoever's on the other side of that phone, Haley is doing a lot of listening, very little talking. Linus is silent, as I would be even if I could make a sound. We both watch as she glistens gravely into an earpiece.
Key words, if he could make a sound,
right.
If he could hear what was going on.
Okay. And a comfortable feeling watches over both me and Linus, like we're staring into some drama we aren't a part of.
Breast ribs look hot.
Yeah, I know. I have to force myself to look away. Linus does the same. But she looks flustered about something. She doesn't look happy. No, she does not. I don't know, man. I'm a simple guy. I don't take drama and emotions well. But you whine all the time. Shut up, dude. No joke. I don't like it when I see something serious, that's all. You think there was something serious going on? I'd rather not think about it, okay? I'm all about the three B's. Boobs, butt, and brain. An ass and a pair of tits that can solve a Rubik's Cube. That's all I think about. But someone who has that, that's also sad. I don't like that at all. My mom, she tells me it's because I'm an empath that's too connected to other people's emotions. What's an empath? I don't know. Something my mom made up, I think. Out of the blue, Haley comes back, looking at both of us.
Empathy, you can sense other
people's
emotions.
You
can put yourself in other people's shoes.
Right. Haley comes back, looking at both of us with interest, like nothing had just happened. Sorry about that. What would you like today? I'll have whatever's on tap. And you, Silent One? Silent One, oh my god. Can I order one ice-cold mysterious nickname? Sure, Frazzle Dazzle. Frazzle Dazzle? That isn't mysterious. Are you sure? Silent One is kind of obvious once you learn he's mute. You have to ask about Frazzle Dazzle. Are you a pop star on the lam? An eccentric ice cream mogul? A criminal who smuggles fireworks? Oh, good point. So, what did you want? I get my text-to-speech app ready. Thank you. I'll be back with your drinks in just a moment. Do you think she knew who Silent One was? What, you mean the legendary hacker? Yeah, probably not. Not everyone is obsessed with this kind of stuff as you are. Well, if anyone was going to be Silent One, it would be you. Why me? It's obvious, isn't it? You're one person and you're silent. Makes sense that you'd be the Silent One. On the other hand, if I was, wouldn't it be kind of stupid for me to call myself Silent One? It would be obvious. I'd call myself the Loud One or something. Yeah, but on the other hand, it'd be so obvious that it wouldn't be obvious. Who would suspect the Silent Guy to be the Silent One? You, for one. I don't really suspect you, though. The real Silent One is a dark genius who could smash through network security like a hammer through ice. You seem too vanilla to be him. Some people are obsessed with serial killers or dictators or mob bosses. Linus has an unhealthy interest in hackers. He's like this sometimes. So-and-so made this virus. So-and-so broke into this federal program. The names kind of blend together. Silent One is just another one of those names that seems so important to his little corner of the internet, but pretty much nothing outside of it. Here are your drinks. Thanks. I nod my thanks to Haley, then she returns behind the bar. But man, if I was a hacker, I could do quite a bit. I could even find out what was going on with Haley on the phone. I might even be in a position to help her. But I know enough that hacking is not like what they show in the movies. It's mostly phishing for passwords and using well-known exploits. You aren't decrypting codes or uploading viruses that much. It'd be cool to have access to people's computers and peek in on their lives, I'll admit, but there isn't a magic program that lets you do stuff like that. Unless that picture I saw this morning was real. You okay, dude? You looked a little thoughtful or something. I can't tell if you're being quiet because you can't talk or quiet because you're bothered by something. I'm always quiet because I can't talk. I know that. All I'm saying is that you're hard to read because you can't talk. Do you know if Haley is a student? No. I haven't seen her in college. What's her last name? Can you ask her? Why don't you ask her? You have a voice and I don't. Come on, man, don't make me ask a girl for her last name. What's wrong with that? I don't know, it's weird. Weird? How? She might think I was a creep or something. It's not weird, I'll ask her then. No, I'll do it. You sure? You seem awfully emotional about it. Oh, real funny. Working up his confidence, Linus walks to the counter. I can't hear the conversation over the music, but soon Linus comes back. He looks a bit red and sweaty, poor guy. It's just her last name. I know, my mom taught me how to be polite, and asking people for their last name and sometimes consider it impolite, which got me a bit nervous. I think you meant asking a girl for a last name, just not just any person. Whatever, I got her last name. She is Haley Holmes. Not Haley Savini? Yeah, I'm kind of surprised too. Just let me check something. I open my laptop, then click on the IT admin app. A search later, interesting, Haley Holmes is a student. Since I'm not on my laptop, I use a messaging app to quickly send a text to Linus. She's a student. You serious? She's registered on the database. You think they let a student work in a bar? If she's 21 or over, I don't think they could stop her. Good point, I guess. But does she show up on recently? Yeah, that weird app that was installed in my computer looks kind of like a file manager, but seemed to let me peer into other people's devices. Seemed to, anyway. What's the deal with recently? What's recently? Is that a game show? The file manager got installed with our admin application. Dude, you must have downloaded it from somewhere else because that's ringing absolutely no bells. Okay, that's extremely strange. I'll see if Haley Holmes appears on recently. I double click it and search for her name. Nothing. Okay, maybe I should just try looking for Alexis Vanderman. Nothing for Alexis either. I seem to remember there's a folder called Pictures Recently Viewed or something like that, but there doesn't seem to be such a thing now. Guess I did simply open up some old porn. That's a relief, actually. What's with that big smile on your face? Funny story. This morning I was doing some work when an old porn tab popped up with a girl that looked exactly like Alexis Vanderman. You didn't show me? I was so freaked out I didn't think to. Oh, is that when you fucking jumped out of your seat? Yeah. Figures you'd be scared of a pair of boobs. Oh, like women don't scare you shitless. Not 2D ones, obviously. Not even at work. All that four is there for a reason. Also, kind of disappointing. If I had such a program, I wouldn't be above looking for nudes. I mean, I am a guy. I keep them to myself, but I definitely enjoy them. Such a program would even let me see what Haley is looking at on her phone. She is a student, after all. She probably would have updated her phone before we came. She has that same disturbed expression on her face as when she got that call. Something has to be going on in her life. Man, it'd be so wrong to try and look. But I'd be so curious, too. Hold on a second, Linus. What is it now? I'm just looking something up. I mean, it's called recently, right? Recently what? I wonder. If the name means anything, then I should be able to see. Oh, no. Cash Messenger, recently sent. My cursor is immediately drawn to it. Without even thinking it through, I open the file. To unknown from Haley Holmes message. Did you give them my work number? Is that what Haley just sent? Am I looking at her confidential information right now? You okay, man? What? You look pale. It's moments like these I'm actually glad I can't speak so I don't accidentally blurt out a terrible mistake. Still, I have to think of something, and quick! I just remembered I had something I need to do. I'll see you tomorrow. Already? We just sat down. I gotta get home. But first, gotta calm down. Stop shaking. Walking around the block will help. Then I'll drive home.
Well, how will he hear the cars honking at him? No.
Okay. So, with that, we're going to go ahead and end it right here. All right. Seems like things are getting kind of interesting. This is a mystery game.
It's spicing up. You're getting the basic idea of the characters.
Yeah. All right. So, we will see you guys next time with more of this. And stay tuned, because I'm also bringing you Bear Witness. We are going back to that. All right. I am out.